Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So we have Easter coming up really quickly, and Peace Lutheran Church is actually going to hold something this coming weekend to kind of celebrate Easter. And I have two people here to tell you more about it. I have Steve and I have Amy. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Wow. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to ask you how you're involved with Peace Lutheran Church. So I'll start with you, Amy, if you don't mind.
All right. I am the communications coordinator / office administrator at Peace.
Perfect. What about you, Steve?
I'm the pastor, senior pastor, and we have a visitation pastor as well.
Okay, very good. So for anyone who's unfamiliar with Peace Lutheran Church, let's start there. Where are you located? What are you all about? Where can we learn more about you? Give me the 411 on everything.
Okay. We're located on the corner of Lincoln Avenue and Maiden Lane in St. Joseph.
Okay.
We're kitty quarter across from Upton Middle School.
Okay. What if we want to learn more about you? When do you have service? When do you have people come in? When do you open?
Worship. Well, we're open 7 days a week.
Okay.
But worship is at 10:15 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay.
We have an adult education Sunday school and confirmation class at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay. Easiest way to learn more?
The website, which
is www.peacelutheranstjoe.org.
Say that one more time.
PeaceLutheranSTJoe.org.
Got it. All right. How long have you guys both been there?
I've been there a year and a half.
Okay. What about you?
I've been there just over 2 years, okay. But I've been a member for about 10 years now.
What do you like about being a member of the church?
It's a really friendly place, and it's a good place for kids.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And that will testify to this weekend, what you're
we
doing
have
at this event.
A lot of kids there this weekend.
Open to the public event this weekend at the church, and I'm kind of in celebration of Easter, and I like that you're doing it a little bit early because, you know, there's going to be tons of stuff to do Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you do regularly each year? Or?
Yes. This is actually, we think, the 15th year that the church has had an Easter egg hunt, and it was a conscious decision, I think, in the beginning to do it on Palm Sunday weekend, both because there's not as much competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just to make it a little bit easier for our staff as we're heading into Holy Week.
Yeah.
It's a little less busy Palm Sunday weekend.
I like it. So again, this Saturday, Peace Lutheran Church, they're going to be doing a whole lot of stuff. I initially wrote down Easter egg hunt, but there's so much more than that. So who's actually the person that's planning this, and who's been, is there just the different volunteers at the church? Who does this?
I've kind of been spearheading it, but we have a lot of volunteers who help with buying candy, and they're going to be helping, you know, make treat bags this week, and then this weekend, there'll be a whole bunch of us on hand to shuttle people around, sign kids in, man the photo booth, all kinds of stuff.
Very cool. You just hit on some of the things that you're having there. Let's just run everyone through the day, if you don't mind. So this Saturday, what time do things kick off?
9 o'clock in the morning?
No. That's for volunteers.
If you'd like to volunteer, show up at 9 in the morning.
9 o'clock.
And then for the public, it starts at 10?
10 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you said that, do you kick off?
Yes. I'm the person who starts it off with a brief Bible story about the Easter story.
Okay. So tell me the ages that you would suggest attend this and would understand it and be able to follow along.
Preschoolers through elementary school.
Okay. Tell me about how long does that last?
The story part's about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then from there, they're dismissed by age groups to adult leaders who will lead them outside. And then it's kind of an free-for-all, go find the eggs out on the church lawn.
Okay.
After that, they come back in, turn the empty eggs in, and then they can go down and there's the crafts, there's the temporary tattoos, there's food. Mm-hmm. Projects to do. So there's a lot of fun that follows that.
Yeah, so we have the outside Easter egg hunt, hopefully weather permitting. I'll knock on wood for you.
It's weather no matter what.
Okay.
Just dress appropriately.
Dress for the weather.
No matter what. Okay. Yeah. How many eggs are you guys getting?
We have about 1,000 eggs that we hide every year.
So you have the volunteers that show up at 9 and then it's their responsibility
to go and have to hide eggs.
Okay.
So even if it's snowing, it's on top of the snow.
Okay. Yep. Now, this is what's really great about this is you know that you're going to a safe place for an Easter egg hunt. You know that it's safe. You know that it's a reliable source and that you know that it's going to be fun. And this is completely free, something that you guys open to the public, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So you don't have to be a member of the church or currently attend in order to participate. However, you do ask, if at all possible, that you do get pre-registered online just so that you know how many different things to buy, right?
Yes,
right.
It helps in planning.
Easiest way to do that on the website?
On the website, yep.
Can you give that to me one more time?
Sure. It is www.peacelutheranstjoe.org. Or you can find us on Facebook at Peace Lutheran NALC.
Perfect.
And that's got a link directly to the website for signing up.
For the event. Okay, very good. Do you mind giving me kind of a brief description on maybe what you are planning to discuss on Saturday with all the children present in the house?
Sure. It's a storybook that gives four main words there, and they're excitable words like, wow, would you have thought this? But it's the Easter story simplified for the children. So we spend some time telling the gospel message, but then we also have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I think that's what it's all about. I mean, I think when you go outside and you're doing an Easter egg hunt and they're all excited about eating the candy, they don't realize that there's also a story behind it and a concept as to why this all is taking place. So you start off the day by actually teaching them something.
Yes.
And then they can go out and have the fun and get all crazy on the candy, right?
Absolutely.
And then we send them home. Yes.
Yeah. Sleep it off.
We give them the treat bags on the way out the door with
Perfect.
Their parents.
So outside will be the Easter egg hunt. I'm going to assume that'll probably happen, 10:20, 10:30-ish after the 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10:15, 10:20, somewhere in there.
Perfect. And then did you say that they're empty and then they redeem
right.
them?
The eggs are empty plastic shells.
Even easier.
Yeah, this way, you pick them up, but you bring them in, turn them in, and then go down and have fun and play
and
with the crafts.
And partake in all the fun activities. Where inside does this take place? Do you guys have like an area for these kind of...
We have a fellowship hall.
Okay.
So it's a large hall. There's a kitchen off of there. So there's the snacks are prepared in the kitchen.
Okay. Yep.
Popcorn.
And I heard you over here talking about cookies. So one of the people that makes this possible, the Flower Shop Bakery, they provide cookies.
Yes.
How about any other places that help any of this come together? Or do you have a lot of volunteers or anyone else that donates?
It's primarily volunteers from our church.
Okay.
I would give a shout out to one of our members works for Big R and they have provided some items for us, but primarily it's just volunteers within the church that bring in all the candy and provide all the snacks.
Yeah, that must make you feel pretty proud that you have members that come in and are willing to volunteer and donate to give back to the community, really.
Yes, this is one of our bigger outreach opportunities of the year.
Okay. Yeah, and I encourage if anyone's listening, maybe you have some kind of item or larger amount of items, maybe your business that would like to donate in any kind of way, right? They can get a hold of you.
Sure.
Just so happens that my fellow coworker here, his family works at the Flower Shop Bakery, so that's how they're with you as well. So you got lucky. They have delicious cookies, and I might show up on Saturday.
You're welcome to.
I'll be the big kid outside doing the Easter egg hunt. Looking forward... In the future, do you guys plan anything else throughout the year that, you know, the general public can attend and do that's similar to this?
Sure. Every month on a much smaller basis, okay. we have a monthly family fellowship opportunity. Mm-hmm. Next month will be on the 21st in the evening. It'll be board games at the church. We'll order pizza, chip in to order pizza. We do at-home movie nights. Usually we do some things out in the community. Trying to think what else.
Well, we have hay rides in the fall.
Roller skating. We went roller skating last month.
Fun. These are just like fun things that aren't complicated to hold, but anyone can go. And maybe if you want to learn more about the church, maybe you just want to make some new friends,
right.
or whatever it may be, this gives you the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that you have all these posted always somewhere where we can always learn more. Website and Facebook page?
Website and Facebook page. There's always a Facebook event for our family fellowship events.
Very cool. I want to do just a general recap for anyone who missed this right away. Right now in studio have Amy and Steve. They're from Peace Lutheran Church. And this coming Saturday already, they're holding a Easter egg hunt, but there's lots more that go along with it. Open to the public and it kicks off at 10. So you'll show up at 10. You'll get to meet Steve. He'll tell you a little bit of a story that the kids can understand.
Yeah, a little bit of the gospel.
Is there any age restrictions for this. Now that I said I'm going to show up in Easter egg hunt.
Not an age restriction, but if you're in the teenage years, yeah. later teenage years, it's not really geared for you, but you can always help out.
I agree. Because, you know, you always have that teenager that's out there stealing all the eggs from the little ones. So don't be that person, all right? So this will kick off at 10, and then following the Easter egg hunt that's outside, dress appropriately. Whatever the weather is, it will still happen.
Right.
You'll bring those inside, and then some of the things. We missed photo booth.
Yes, we'll have a photo booth and set up like the tomb.
Okay, very cool.
And we have little Easter sayings that you can get your picture taken with.
Cool.
And then we'll have temporary tattoos with a religious theme. We have lots of crafts. And then
popcorn and cookies.
Popcorn and cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Fantastic. And again, this is completely free. Open to the public. If you'd like something to do this Saturday, please head there and check it out. Peace Lutheran Church. And remember, if you can, get pre-registered online just so that they know what to prepare for. And then I'm going to ask you one more time to just give me your website and information, if you don't mind.
Sure. www.peacelutheranstjoe.org.
Otherwise, find them on Facebook. What about, can we call you?
Sure. 556-7000.
Okay. Am I missing anything, you guys?
I don't think so.
Well, come back and see me as you plan these events if you have anything else that is upcoming. And thank you so much for doing this for the community and holding it for everyone to attend freely. And thanks for coming to tell me about it today.
You're very welcome. No problem.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.